Damn, that's how she sound when I pipe.
I'm exhausted.
Pipe. Whoa. Whoa. No Mengele business here. Now this is lyricism, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Focus.
Stop this. Enda. Barmini.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the coolest kid in Africa. Oh, wrong one. What up, Blacky?
How's it looking? Nice.
Good, man. So this is one of my favorite artists, man.
I can tell.
Like, dude, I've been loving this guy for such a long time, bro, man. Your music's on point, dog. You know, the last time I had such a feeling about an artist was when I heard Nasty C for the first time.
Mm, I heard that. I heard that. You mentioned that before.
Yeah. So when I heard G, I was like, fuck, man. This kid is dope, bro.
Yeah.
How you doing, Blacky?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. I feel incredible.
Yeah?
Everything's going super crazy right now.
Mm.
But yeah, everything's going good.
Are you feeling the pressure? Because the game's like, you know, you got the game.
Pressure. I don't know.
Everybody's watching you right
now.
Yeah,
everyone's watching, but then like it's something that I've been waiting for. Like I've been expecting like stuff like this to be going on. Like something super crazy has to happen before I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
Now I feel it.
But you look like you're used to this, man. Like you look like you knew this was gonna happen.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like it's yeah.
Yeah.
It was meant to happen.
Yeah. And how you like with Nasty?
What you mean?
Like are you guys cool?
Yeah, we chill. We cool.
When last did you speak to him?
Last time I spoke to him, I asked him for his vocals for the song we did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then, I don't know, we don't speak on some personal thing because like by the time when we were linking up, when we got to like know each other, he was like up and down.
Yeah.
You know, because he has to be the American way and whatever.
Which, how many songs did you send him before he replied to you?
He said, like, when I spoke to him, he asked me to send him a folder. I sent, like, in that folder, there was, like, 5 songs.
Yeah.
And then recently, like, last year in November, when I sent him the VN for Ye, that's when he only did that song.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Is that your ad-lib or is that someone else? Is that Lucas Rapp's ad-lib?
No, that's my thing.
Nah.
That's my tag, yeah.
Dog, you got to trademark that, man.
I have to. Nandi Nitrous.
Anyway, listen, before we talk about your career, né, I got to ask every artist this now, so, because we never know, eh?
Mm-mm.
Do you own your masters, bro?
Yeah, I own my masters.
You own your masters?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So, but on iTunes, it says there's another company.
M4.
M4.
That's my management.
Oh, your management.
Yeah.
So they don't own the masters.
Nah, it's nothing too deep.
Oh, okay, cool. We don't want you coming out in a few years saying,
no.
Hey, they robbed me.
Nah.
Eh?
I know, my stuff is straight.
Yeah?
Someone's phone's ringing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's smart. Don't worry about it. But that's dope, dog, because, you know, a lot of people are going through shit with this masters thing, bro.
Yeah, I see it. I see it going on.
Well, what did you think when you heard, like, the Rap Life thing, what's been happening and all that, as a young artist?
I don't know. Like, I've been hearing stories like that before I even got into making, like, music like that. So I made sure that even before, like, when I was dropping music, I was doing it, like, independently, like, using, like, stuff, like, online, you know, distributors and stuff like that. And I still get, like, cash from that, like, even right now.
Yeah.
So... yeah, like when I heard that, I was like, I don't know how these niggas like start off like
nah.
You're supposed to know these things when you get into it.
Yeah. So your split sheets are in order.
Nah, me, I'm cooling, bro.
Right.
I'm bowling.
But isn't this harder to go independent though?
It is harder, but then it's the only way for me. Like it's the only right way to do it. Yeah, but you just, yeah, you just have to go through it. Like, as long as you know that your shit is yours, then yeah.
And how much you worth right now? How much you making right
How much
now?
Am I worth?
Yeah.
I don't know.
For real? Let's ask the management. How much is it worth there?
How much am I worth, Nandi?
A milli? Ah.
16 billion pounds.
I put on the road to a milli, man. That's all.
A milli. I think it's past that, but soon it will, man.
Yeah.
A milli's nothing.
How else are you making your money? It's just music.
Yeah, well, I just starting like the whole run for the album right now. Mm-hmm. So it's been music this whole time, and then... Yeah, like features and whatever, but then right now I'm trying to do like, you know, the merch and yeah, just after the album, like a lot of other stuff is gonna be going on.
Oh, so you get paid for features and stuff?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, but
how much are you charging?
How much are you charging for features?
Yeah.
Like can just
20?
DM the level.
30, ne? Ah, it looks like a 50. It's popping right now, bro. But anyway, yeah. Listen, dog. So my son is 4 years old, right? So when someone says I started rapping at 6, I'm like, how the fuck does that even happen, bro?
Yeah, so like with me, like when I went to primary school, like it's Ngesi. I didn't know it like for a while.
Yeah.
Until I only got to like, what? Like maybe a little bit after grade R, like maybe grade 1-ish.
Yeah.
And then that's when I was like turning like, you know, those ages, like 5, 6, you know what I mean? So and that's when I was learning like it's Ngesi. So I used to read like a lot.
Okay.
Like, I used to read a lot. So then... Like the thing I used to do was go home and then like my neighbor had like the Fruity Loops like,
okay.
thing. So I used to go there and then like chill with them and I used to see that they were trying to make music and whatever. So then like I just used to, you know, try and see what I can do with like what I learned in English because we used to do like poetry and like, you know, those children books with the rhyming schemes or whatever. So I used to try to transfer that into the thing. And then that's how the whole thing started.
Oh, so you started with poetry first, innit?
Mm.
Shit, bro. But do you still remember that rhyme when you were 6?
When I was 6, yo. I think there's a friend of mine that sent it to me on my phone, but then I don't know if I still have it. Like the messages get cleared a lot.
Yeah.
But it's nah, you don't want to hear it.
Bro, you're a genius. I'm 34. I can't even rap, bro. Imagine at 6 you're rapping, dog.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... It's just rhyming at 6. Not really, like, putting, like, punchlines and all together. It's just, like, saying things that you don't really know about at that age.
Yeah. So when do you decide to come to Joburg? I mean, obviously, you know, when you look at people like Nasty, he moved from Durban, came this side, blew up.
Mm.
So there's a blueprint of it works.
Yeah.
So does that make it easier for you to make the decision, you know?
I mean, with me, like, I was basically forced to make that decision because with me, I wanted to balance it with, like, the academics. I was doing my final year last year when I moved.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And what degree did you do again? Psychology?
Yeah, I was doing psychology. So...
Damn, you're a smart nigga, dog.
I mean, I'll be at it, bro. I'll be reading and stuff. So... when the first 21 days of lockdown hit, I was actually here visiting Sally, the producer. So when it hit, I was here and it was like, you can't go back to Durban anymore because now there's restrictions. So I was there with Sally for a while. And then like a week after the lockdown hit, Lucas Raps came, Yuang pulled up and Saruna also pulled up. So there's just like that little circle and we were working the whole time, just making music within the 21 days. And then that's when I was gathering up like features and like other stuff, you know what I mean? So I made like cash within that time, but then I wasn't really using it because like what I'm gonna do during lockdown,
you know what I mean.
So only when I got home that like I had like a lot of cash and I was like, this is what I'm trying to do.
What did she say?
I mean, it was tough at the beginning, but then like, you know, as time went by, like she thought about it and I was like, and when I decided to tell her, because I want to go back, it was like, if that's what she want to do, then do it. And she thought that like when I go back, I'm gonna be doing like online. That's not the level. So yeah, I tried for the first, like when I first pulled up, I tried to do like the online learning thing and then it wasn't working out. So I didn't really like drop out like the official way.
Yeah.
I just like swiftly.
And why do you choose psychology? Because most creatives, you know, they choose something, I don't know, like psychology, like it's like for smart people, you know. I'm not saying creatives are dumb. But you know, it's another level, you know what I mean? So why choose psychology, bro?
I mean, I liked it though. When I first got into university, I wanted to do like environmental science, something like that, something with nature and whatever. But then I did that for a bit in PMB and like it wasn't as fun because I was doing that and like psychology is like a like the because environmental science was my major and
yeah.
like the other subjects so psychology is like one of them and I was like this is actually cool, it's like psychology and ethics. Mm. So when I did the transfer to back to Durban, I was like, nah, I'm trying to drop this environmental science thing. I'm gonna do like anthropology and psychology and then, you know.
Yeah.
That's the stuff I'm majoring in. So yeah. It's just more enjoyable for me. It wasn't a thing of in my head it wasn't like a career I'm trying to like go into it. It's yeah. like nice to learn it and then see maybe afterwards what happens.
And what did you learn from psychology?
What did I learn from psychology?
Yeah. Like, how does the human brain work, man? I find it fascinating, bro.
I don't know. Like, for us, it is more... psychology is more like... I don't know, like, families and, like,
which one is this
like? No virus. No virus. Like, what you learn about, like, Elon of it, like, the relationship between, like, families and stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff about HIV. But
that sounds like human also, sciences,
right? Yeah, like it links like psychology and anthropology is like all about the body and like, you know.
What about the body?
What you mean what about
I'm
the body?
I'm trying to know what you learned in school, bro.
Nah.
That's what I was bunking.
You can't be taking me back, bro. You can't be taking me back.
You were bunking, man.
I didn't bunk in school.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to go, but then towards the end, when I linked up with Ulo, I don't know if you know YBK.
No, I don't know.
You don't know YBK? No. Vision, yeah. He, like when I was in Howard, he was the one that was like, yo, you need to focus on this music thing a bit.
Yeah.
And so, like, for some days, I used to be like at his crib day in Belize, so just working or whatever, and he used to take me back to school. But then, like, I never, like, skipped, like, just like being in school and not go to class now. Nah,
yeah, yeah.
Never.
And hey, you never finished, no?
Nah.
Are you planning on going back?
Final year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm planning on finishing.
Like 1 year left.
Yeah, no? Mm. Oh, no, you must clap it, dog.
You know the vibes.
So why do you think everybody comes to Joburg, man, to make it?
I don't think it's a case of going to Joburg. I feel like La Kule Corn is hard to, like, do anything. Like, people that grow up in Joburg also, like, sometimes, like, most times they leave to do what they're trying to do. So, like... I don't know, like, just leaving from where you grew up and going to somewhere else to do your thing, it's like a fresh start.
Mm.
So I feel like that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people come to Josie because, like, you know, there's a lot of, it's like a hub for, like, stuff like that, you know what I mean? For anything, actually, like, creatively or, you know, academically or whatever you're trying to do, like, Josie's, like, one of the biggest places to do whatever you're trying to do. So when people... grow up in a place, it's like hard to like do anything there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel about it.
And do you remember like your first time going to town or like being mugged or something? Didn't anything crazy like that?
I haven't been mugged in Josie, but every time I came to Josie before it was with the bus. So I always used to drop off there at Park Station. I used to be like, yo, this place is really not the one. I was like, you, I know you're living rough in Josie. That's the toughest.
Yeah.
But yeah, even when I used to come with like my friends and stuff like that, I used to come with the bus and it's like, this is what we know. But then only recently, like when I started staying in Midrand, even now, sometimes I do take the bus from Durban to Midrand. It's better that way.
Because you got furniture in Midrand there?
Do I have?
Furniture? They say niggas in Midrand don't have furniture.
Yeah,
kept cares and shit.
Nah, I'm bowling.
You bowling there?
No, not bowling. I'm
yeah.
bowling, I'm cooling.
Yeah,
I'm nice, yeah.
So those features, ne?
No, Nandi.
Hey, we gotta speak to Nandi. She's the one we must interview. Yeah. All right, cool. Now you come to Joburg. Like, who shows you love? Like, all these artists that you're working with now showing you love. I know you started with Lucas Raps. He was, like, there for you.
Yeah.
Who's showing you love, man? Before, like, the black we know now.
Oh, you mean who started?
Yeah.
I think... It was Sally and Yuang. Sally and Yuang were the first two people I met when I got here. Yuang let me stay at his crib for a while. And then, as I said, like, during the first 21 days of lockdown, we had Sally's house. Mm. So they were cool with everything. Like, they never ever, like, asked me.
None of the OGs?
Mm-mm.
It's for real. Not even Ricky Rick?
Nah, the Ricky thing is, like, now. Like,
yeah, I see he's all over your dick now. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Nah, but isn't everyone? I think everyone is. It's like the come up stage. It's like that stage where everyone is like, you know, wants a piece. There's a lot of feature requests from a lot of people right now.
Yeah.
Yes, it is what it is. It's just a stage.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Let's get into the music, man. So, this album's dropping tomorrow, right?
No, the album's dropping on the 21st.
21st. Yeah.
We're
putting this out on the 20th.
Oh, yes, tomorrow.
Yeah. So we're dropping this tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me more about the album, the name, you know, all that shit.
Mm. So the album title is Before Now. It's basically like a compilation of songs from before I started, like, within this little mainstream stage that I'm at right now, and like the songs I have now.
Yeah.
So I was on SoundCloud for a while. There's a lot of projects. If you know me, then you know that, like, on SoundCloud there's like a lot of little EPs I was doing and stuff like that. So it's not really my first project. It's just like the debut album,
in the mainstream. Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a collection of songs that I felt are important to me, and as like an introduction to people that weren't really there when I started this whole thing.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of songs of yours on YouTube.
How I came across
you, I was on YouTube and then I saw Big Time Slapper.
Yeah.
Then I listened to them. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? What's this? And then I started watching like all your other songs, but there wasn't a lot. Like, there was like probably like 5 videos
basically what it's for. Like, I only started getting onto like the DSPs like recently, so this is like an album to put like most of my songs onto the DSPs, and also like an introduction to everyone.
I fuck with Big Time Slapper. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't know what you're saying half of the time, but it just sounds dope.
Yeah.
I like David.
Fuck, is cool.
Fuck with that. Hold On. Hold On.
Yeah.
Shit. Hold. All right, cool. Let's get to the... We're going to play 5 of your favorite tracks from the album, né?
Yes, sir.
All right, where is that thing? Which song are we starting with?
Starting off with the intro.
The intro, okay, cool. So this is the intro. Tell us more about
it. Play it first and then...
Yeah, let's play it first and then you tell us, né?
Yeah,
fuck, this is dope. So I'm just playing, né? Can I just play?
Mama is bad by my side. This nigga says some shit, now we mad. Got it slide. Don't even know what to go grab. Where's my knife? All I pray is that at the end I have my life. So lost, I don't know where to find me. And these problems, they keep on piling. I know God works in perfect timing. I just bowed out and went in line for my blessings. I don't mind, it's a lesson. So many sacrifices for my destiny. I know that they wildin', pray for my demise, but I'm so caught up in my own shit. I'm better alone. How I got so far, I don't know. I trust in the process. Oh, my heart stay open. Tell myself to see both sides of the lens. Tell myself that I won't die. I'm relentless.
Dude, and it's harmonized all day, bro. So what's happening here? Mama, it's bad.
Mama's bad, yeah. So, it's the thing. It's my son. All right, cool. Mama's bad is like... it's one of the first songs I made when I started staying in Midrand.
Yeah.
Because like I was staying there, but I wasn't really sure if I was like allowed to like stay there for like a prolonged period of time, because I didn't really know anyone, and it wasn't like I was there because someone called me. It was Lucas called me there, but then it wasn't like he wasn't sure either if I'm gonna stay there for long. He was like, this is for now.
You know? So you don't know what's gonna happen.
I don't know what's gonna happen. So yeah, that song was basically like, I know it's bad, you know what I mean? It's because like I wouldn't like call her and say, you could see, hey, my, something's going on now, it's rough, can you please help me now? I'd rather just go back to Durban and give Jay, look, it's 8. So yeah, you can see I'm out here, mind you, it's bad, you know what I mean? So that's what that song was about. It was just like me like explaining my whole situation of staying here, because when I left Durban, it was me telling them, this is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that it all goes well. I don't need like much of like support. I just need like your blessing for me to get there, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's what that song's about.
Where's your dad in all of this?
No, he's there.
Oh, he's there?
Yeah. You guys all around.
You guys cool?
Yeah, we're chilling.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And then did you play the piano? Who's on the piano?
The piano is like one of the in-house producers. His name is Christo. He did like a lot of stuff for Ambitious, no?
Oh, Ambitious.
Yeah, Amanda.
Amanda.
Like a lot of stuff for Amanda Black and yeah, he stays with us there in Midrand.
What's your writing process like? Like, do you like freestyling, like writing things down?
Yeah, I don't really write. I just get in the booth and then like I listen to the beat like a few times and then I do most of the songs like line by line.
You kidding?
That's how it works.
You don't write it down?
I don't. Like, if I write it down, how long is it gonna take? Like, I wanna make like more than one song a day, and if I write it down, it's like hectic. It's like you have to recite it and all that other stuff. Nah, I just get there and then I do what I have to do line by line, and then if I have to redo it, I'll redo it. But normally I don't have to.
So you're not playing around when you say you do a song a day?
Nah, I'll be every doing day. That. That's for how you real? Do it. It's the only way.
Dog, you don't burn out, bro.
Yeah. You think so?
Ew, that's too much.
Nah.
But I guess if you love it, then it's not that hard, you know?
Yeah, nah, it's just
was it a conscious decision to make a song every day? What's the reason behind it?
Yes, that whole thing of like not being sure what's gonna happen like afterwards, you know what I mean?
Because
like the studios I was at, it wasn't like really mine or whatever. Mm. So I used to just get there and then do what I have to do like in the least amount of time.
So it became a habit.
So it became a habit. Now I can't stop. When I don't make a song, it feels like it's a waste
for real
of a day.
Yeah. Run me through your day. Like, how does a day in Blackie's life look like?
So, ish, umuntu manje sesilala ngesikhathi sentando. Yo, slang, oh, 3, 4.
By the way, I like it when you speak Zulu, man. So, all I can say is, some say tune fits.
Is that?
what are we drinking here? Is this alcohol?
It's gin. It's grandeur.
Oh, grandeur, sweet, sweet. Here's some grandeur, bro.
Let's.
Clean.
It's blue.
Yeah? Some so pepan, eh?
Is that why?
That's all I know.
Which one is this one now?
Hey, which one is that one now?
So it's you and Ricky on his dick now.
Wow, cheap.
Yeah. Where we at? Yeah. So you wake up at 5, 4.
No, we get to sleep at like 3 or 4, and then Shampoo. Okay, these days I have to wake up early again. So Shampoo, I get like 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and then I have to wake up, interview, like a shoot or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I get back home, we have to go get the muffins from from Sasol, get the thick ass rich muffins from Sasol, Coke, get back to the crib.
Coke.
Yeah, Coca-Cola.
We must make sure, but oh.
Give me a Coca-Cola, get back to the crib. Listen to some music first, you know what I mean? And then, and then I just go through my emails for beats.
Okay.
And then bump the MC, which one is like, you know, the coolest
one. So people send you beats and stuff?
Yeah, people send beats on a regular.
Yeah.
And then if I have a feature to do, I'll start off with that. Like if someone sent me something, like, Izolo Benginza. But I think it is Capital.
Capital?
Yeah, I think Capital sent me something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was doing that one yesterday, and then after doing that feature, and I just do like whatever I'm trying to do. Any
nice,
new
man.
Ideas that I have.
So for your album, like the pool of songs you chose your album from, how many songs were they?
Yeah.
300
what? What? 420.
Yeah. 120 songs.
Damn.
Now I've been at, like, dog, if you do it every day, it's bound to happen and you have a lot of songs.
So how do you choose?
That's crazy, bro.
How do you choose? Like, how many songs on your album?
12.
How do you now?
Like, I split up most of the thing into like months and like years and whatever. So like right now this is for now, and then there's a plan for later and stuff like that. But like out of those songs, like most of them are like what, maybe like hooks. You know what I mean? And it's not like,
or like ideas.
Yeah, it's more like ideas and stuff like that. But then you can like put it together. Cause since it's for me, like I just have to sit there and listen to it and then just do the verse and then it's done. Or just do like the outro, then it's done. So yeah. So like to pick for the album, it wasn't that hard because I knew like the point I'm trying to bring across with the album. Like I'm just trying to introduce myself like again basically to people that didn't know me. So I already knew like the story that I'm trying to tell with it. I already knew like how it has to flow, what type of songs have to be there, because basically I have to pick ukuthi umuntu ozongilalela for the first time uzozwa in. So yeah, that's basically what it was about when I was picking it. To make it 12 songs, I was gonna make it more, and then Nandi was like, "Nah, don't put too many songs, cause like we still have to do Yeah, you have to mess up the next few years.
Who's Nandi?
Nandi's my manager. Nandi's M4.
M4, how do you meet her?
So when I got to Midran, so Nandi is actually Lucas's former manager.
Okay.
Yeah. So
she likes them young, no? I'm kidding, Nandi.
So when I got here, like, she was managing him, and they were staying in that same place we're staying now.
Mm.
And yeah, Lucas was like, yeah, Doug, you can't go back to Durban, whatever. And I was here with my friend Leo.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah, you can't go back to Durban, whatever. So then the whole situation happened, and then the thing was Leo had to bounce, so Leo left. So then I'm staying in Midran.
Mm.
So that's basically Nandi's place, the place that we're staying
at.
So she used to come like often to check what's going on or whatever. And she used to see good say,
you know?
Yeah, okay. What are they doing here?
Yeah.
Whatever. So when it came down to everything, like, she was like, yo, just pull up on me, let's have like a conversation about what you're trying to do in Jersey and whatever.
Wow.
And then yeah, that's how I know
Nandi. Wow. So you don't do anything with Pepper, like, he's not in your management or he doesn't manage you or anything?
No. It's just we're just part of like the same stable, same family basically.
Oh, I get you. All right, cool. Let's go to David, yeah?
David.
Oh, I love this one, bro.
Yes, sir.
Let me rock this one. Oh man, this is your favorite?
Same here, man, bro.
Fuck, this one's amazing, man. You know this one, so.
Yeah, I've seen it on YouTube.
Sure. Aim out there. I just made some sacrifices that I know they won't make, so it's not fair. Not a nigga, you can pay me. Give a stone on me like baby. I can tell you how my day went. I woke up and got to the gate. Just come on. Yeah, I leak, leak like a full cup. Kicking shit like Jet Li. How I keep talking. I look at my enemies and ask them, yo, what's up? Let me start from the beginning. From the beginning.
The beginning.
Yes.
Crazy.
Nah, yo, I haven't seen you perform, bro. I've only seen videos.
Keep a stone on me like David. I can tell you how my day went. I woke up and got to the cake. Yes, money talk, private conversation. Do a lot, I don't really say shit. I swear I hopped out of spaceship. Niggas bite, try to do the same shit. I don't mind, I know niggas rising to the top just to get their name out there. I just make some sacrifices that I know they won't make, so it's not fair. Not a nigga, you can pay me. Keep a stone on me like David. I can tell you how my day went. I woke up and got to the cake. Yes,
come on. Yo, this is my woman's favorite one. She loves this, man. Jeez, what is this song about, bro?
That one is like the main story of that song. It's about like trying to overcome like anything that you're going through. You know what I'm saying? I was going through the whole situation of leaving, of having to see my friend leave because of, you know, stuff I couldn't like control.
Oh,
you know,
Leo.
I mean? Yeah, Leo had to bounce because like I couldn't. It was like a situation where people can't accommodate like both of us, you know what I mean?
Shit.
Knowing that we don't really have like a plan, you know what I mean?
So is he not? I mean, you making money?
Yeah, he's in Durban. He's doing his own thing also. He does shows and whatever there in Durban.
Oh, but so what did you tell
him
to pull up?
We wanted to do it at the same time. I'm not there yet. I don't think I'm at the point where I can bring like people under my wing. I'm not at that point yet.
Oh,
you know
okay.
What I mean? Not in Durban, it's not like, you know, it's off my... You know, I'm Andlami, whatever.
Yeah,
so I'm
yeah.
trying to get to a point where it's like I have the platform and like I'm Andlagutsing. And, you know, since what we wanted to do from the start.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so basically that's what that song is about.
David, is he the one who does the ad lib in the middle of the song?
The voice note.
Yeah, the voice note. That's him.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I was telling him about like the whole. Yeah, something happened here in Midran, and then I was like, yo, like, this shit just happened. Because I call him, like, a lot when like, I'm going through something out here in Jersey. And I was like, yo, like, this thing just happened. And he was like, nah, don't worry, bro.
What thing happened in Midran?
Nah, it was just...
Load shit.
Just some... No.
This nigga's making some deep. What happened in Midran?
Nah, it was just some industry stuff, dog.
Industry stuff?
Yeah. Hey.
What?
Is this your one?
Yeah, that's my one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's yours.
Yeah, so then I told him, Uguti, yeah, something weird happened, and like I'm not. Like,
what can't you talk about?
Nah, it's not. Nah, maybe I'll tell you after.
Oh, is it something that made you want to stop the whole game completely and just?
Nah, just something that made me feel weird.
Mm.
Yeah, and I didn't really like it. So he was
what
like,
Ricky Rick called you?
Huh? Damn. Yeah, so he was like, nah, bro, relax, dog. Everything's cool. Just keep on doing what you're doing and everything's gonna be okay. And you guys, sometimes you need to hear that from someone like that.
Yeah, bro. And you guys are still tight?
Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah. What does he think about your newfound success?
Yeah, he's happy about it, though. Like, before I came here, like, we used to have, like, a lot of conversations about different things that have to happen, like, during your come up, different milestones that you have to hit. And, like, every time I hit them, he's like, yo, dog, you just did that shit.
Yeah.
You just hit a million on SoundCloud. You just did much on YouTube. So, like, yeah, so that's, yeah, it's cool. Like, we talk all the time.
Do you think if he had stayed in Joburg, like, things would have been different?
If he had stayed
here? Yeah. You know, when they couldn't accommodate him.
You mean if they could?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been crazier. I mean, I don't know. The more the merrier for me. Like, I'm cool with working with people. Like, I always felt like having like a team.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a big team is like the best thing.
Yeah.
Because you all just support each other. It's easier to make songs. You know what I'm saying? You're always with people that you're comfortable with being around instead of just being alone. You know what I mean? So I think it would have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did the beat on David?
Wave Ambience.
Fuck.
It's one of the guys in the emails.
Bro, when you hear that beat, bro, like, how the hell do you come up with those lyrics?
Yeah, yo. How did I come up with David, dog? I was just bumping it. I bumped the beat, I don't know, maybe like twice. And then I've always wanted to incorporate like this whole choir vibe of having like melodies and stuff going on at the beat, even though like it's cracking, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a hard beat. So I always wanted to have like that soft element within it. So yeah, if you listen to the song, there's like a lot of cuts and stuff that I did, so that like, you know, the choir vibe gets highlighted throughout the song.
Yeah,
that's how I came up with it.
Fuck, man. All right, cool. Next track, which one we doing?
We're doing Siga.
Siga number Siga 6. Like, all right, cool. Let's go. Siga like cake. So, I like the sound of that already. No.
I'm climbing these alleyway. For you who enjoy, I'll see a little cake. I'm climbing these alleyway. For you who enjoy, see a little cake. I'll see a little
This one's a hit. Yeah.
All day, every day.
Yo, sing like heck. I told you, I like it when you sing in Zulu, bro.
You know,
it's dope, man.
I'll be trying, dog.
Yeah, so tell us about this one, man. It's got a piano feel, yeah?
Yeah. So, like, in high school, I always had, like, a certain type of song that I wanted to do, even though I wanted to be like a rapper.
Yeah.
Like, I always wanted to have that one song that's like a, I don't know, like a Guaito vibe or whatever.
Yeah.
So I've had that melody for like a while, just like thinking about how I'm gonna activate it. So when the piano thing came about, I was like, ah, it's the only way.
Yeah.
But it's not really like, you know, piano, it's more like slow, the BPM or whatever, more like a Guaito vibe. But yeah, I told Christ, like, it's okay, sure, this is the type of song I'm trying to do right now.
Yeah.
So let's do it. It was pretty easy. We got done with it in like an hour.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's basically about like, it's a birthday song, basically. Singing the cake.
Is that a birthday song?
Yeah, you have to
My
have
mind
a birthday
is dirty,
song,
dog.
Exactly. all our minds.
That's crazy. That's crazy because like when I came up with the melody, I was like the lyrics are what were different.
Yeah.
It is bad. Like I told like I was live when I was doing a song and I was like, guys, these are the lyrics for this song and I need you all to change them for me right now. Like I'm not trying to say these things.
What were you saying? What were you saying?
What was it, Doug? Hey. What was it?
Yeah. Siga.
Yeah, well, Siga Lekeko was always there.
Uh-huh.
I started off with like, Yas Bona Si Dagi We. Yeah, Google's Porter. Siga Lekeko. That's what the song was. That's how the song went.
Oh, that's not bad.
Okay. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah. Okay, cool. But you did another piano track, man. I saw in one of your lives. Yeah, what happened to that track?
It's a more recent track. I can't really like disturb the whole flow of like the album or whatever.
Okay, okay. Cool.
But like I've only like when the people that like that do a piano like were like supporting me a lot. You know what I mean? So I was like, this thing's not really that hard, bro.
Yeah.
I can do this thing. It's not it's not like a hectic genre to do. It's just like, especially if I'm going to do like the whole singing vibe on it, like I don't want to do like those.
Weren't you skeptical? Because like real like rappers frown upon piano and stuff like that. Like I don't see Aries doing a piano track anytime soon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's a versatility thing for me. Like I've always wanted to be seen as more of a musician than just a rapper. So that's why I even did the R&B song. Like the R&B song Hold was done like a week before it dropped
because
I wanted it to be out so that people have that like in their heads. It goes to now. I hope like it doesn't just do like big time schlapper or like uppity or whatever. He also like sings and stuff like that. So deciding to get on like a piano song was like that thing. Go to now, let's just do this and see what people say. And every time I do something like that, I go live. Like I go live and like ask people to say, "What you think? Am I sabotaging my career or what?" And then it's gang people that are like, "Ah, dog, don't do this thing. Like, I hate it. I hate you rappers. You rappers always switch up on us." Like, damn, bro. But then, like, most of it is like fire emojis and all that. So I'm like, hey, all right, cool. Let me just get on with it. And then, like, I end the live and then I do what I have to do. And then, when it's time for people to hear something like that, they'll hear it.
But that's weird because music is music, man.
Yeah.
If
it
sounds good, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it sounds good. I'll play it for you maybe after.
Yeah, man. All right, clean. Hold.
Yeah.
The visualizer that you put up on YouTube, those are mindfuck, man.
For real?
Yeah, bro.
What goes on?
For Hold.
Yeah, I mean, like, why are you saying it's a mindfuck?
Because it's on repeat for like 5 minutes. I'm like, what's going on here? What is a visualizer? Is that the same as a music video?
Nah, it's not the same. A visualizer, how can you explain it? I keep thinking this guy's Bando. Who's Bando?
Yeah. should he just give him a mic once?
Nah, just tell me, I'll tell him. What's a visualizer?
Places the artwork,
so
just
more
interesting.
Yeah. Oh.
Instead of just like one thing.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Instead of just putting the artwork.
Yeah, you have something that's more competitive or whatever.
Oh, are you shooting a video for that? Dope, man. I like this. Sol, have you heard this one, Sol?
No.
Oh, man, Hold.
I'm hearing it now.
Eish.
Something, girl, console me. I'm gonna make you take the lead. Yeah, you can't control me. If you're not right by my side, where will I go? If you ever switch sides, how will I know? Oh, I made so many sacrifices for us to grow. Hold me,
hold me tight. Yes, I must say you wish.
So I hear a big time slapper, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, this guy's got bars for days, right? Mm. And then I hear this one. I'm like, wow, superstar. Superstar. No bars here. You're just making love to the beat, dog.
Mm. Yeah,
this is great, man. This is so mature, bro.
Thank you so much, bro. Yeah. Thank you so much. I worked. How long did it take to make this song? Yeah, like maybe like a few hours or whatever with Christy.
Hours, man.
Because like with most songs that are like this, I take reference from like a lot of like other songs that I've been listening to. Because like I don't really listen to like rap all the time. Like
I even
grew up listening to like just like house music, Black Coffee, soul stuff, you know, Lira and whatever. So I've always wanted to make a song that's like what I normally listen to. So that was the point of this. And I heard what's the song? The Music Soul Child, Half Crazy.
That's
the song. That's the song that I heard that made me wanna make something like that. You know what I mean? Like more. Yeah, like just the old feel, like more 90s and stuff like that.
Sure.
So I listened to it a few times and I was like, oh, this is what they do to make it sound like that. And then, yeah, I just incorporated it into whatever I was going through in that space and time. And then that's how Hold came about.
This one, Hold On and David, I don't know which one's my favorite. Well, between the two, but I love it. So what do you think of Hold On?
I love it.
Yeah?
Did you have someone in mind? Because hey, it's a very, like, it's a love song, straight up.
Yeah, I mean, there's always
dope.
A few people.
A few people.
How much pussy are you getting right now, bro? Must be a lot, isn't it?
Gang pussy.
Gang. Like gang.
Gang. The gang
pussy all over the face.
Hey, shit. All right, cool. Last track. Oh, this one, I saw you put up a post yesterday on Instagram explaining this.
Yeah, so by the time this drops, it'll be out. It'll be going crazy.
Explain the song before I play it. Before I play it, yeah?
Ye is an anthem. I wanted to make a national anthem. I wanted to make something that's like, yo, even if people don't know the song and I perform it, they're going to know it by the end of the thing. So I made the hook like very simple. Made sure the beat's going crazy. Shout out to Geek Fam. So I just wanted to make something like that. And the reason I sent it to like Nasty was like, even though like I want the song to like be mine and like when people associate the it must be me, but I wanted the song to like, you know, also like be like lyrically like crazy. Because the verses are crazy. It's just a hook that's like very repetitive and whatever, but I wanted the verses to be like real, you know, rap music and stuff like that. So I was like, I gotta send this to this nigga. And yeah, I was excited to know that he is down with it. You know what I'm saying? He did the verse. We did like the video also.
The video. You did the video?
Yeah, we did
Shit,
the video.
Wow, man.
It's gonna be soon.
Yo, bro, you're about to take off, man.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna do it on the same day as the album, no?
Did Nasty charge you for the feature or it's one of those organic features?
Yeah, it's organic. It's organic.
You didn't pay?
Nah, I don't.
Nah, he's lying. She paid, no? All right, let's hear this. Oh, I can't wait for this one, man. I haven't heard this one.
You haven't heard
this one? Yeah, no, I haven't heard this one.
I always perform this song.
Is crazy. It, bro? Shit, let's hear.
Sleep. Ooh-wee. Yeah, y'all. Yeah, nigga, what's happening? 7 letters out the alphabet, real G, nigga, no wagging. All facts, no capping, yeah. Run it up, check the tally, yeah. Run it up, check the standard, yeah. I'ma slide on the beat, yeah. I'ma dive in the, yeah. I'ma dive in the T, H-O-T, that is a thought. I'm in a pot, P-O-T. I'm tryna do it on camera, baby, what's happening, yeah. P-O-V, I be so hot if you ask, you niggas can't handle. Oh, that's on me, that's on me, that's on me, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. I just landed in the guap, LOL, I just landed in London. Yeah, my pockets be talking and joshing and singing and shit. Your pockets still humming. Blackie, he passed me the ball and I dunk it. Yeah, oh, I shoot up the three. Going dummy, going stupid indeed. Now charge up the phone and Uber the freaks. How do I keep this shit smoother than grease? I could tell you, but you wouldn't believe. Fucking with me, you bruise, you bleed. Now let that nigga count his money in peace. Yeah. Me and the gang play catch and release. Catching that hoe, send her back to the streets. Oh, she trying to have a baby with me. Stupid ass girl, you as dumb as could be. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
which one is this one song?
gone. Yo. Damn.
Yes, sir.
What?
Crazy.
Damn. Whoa, bro. I haven't heard a song like that in a minute.
That's what I was saying. Like, I needed to make something that's like, I don't know. People haven't heard like a real, like, trap, rap, hip hop anthem like a while, you know what I mean? And I was like, nah, this is necessary.
You're going toe to toe with Nasty, and he's one of the greatest, you know? Mm. Are you nervous, bro? You gotta bring the fire, ne?
I mean, bro, we're bringing the fire, bro. You're bringing the fire, you gotta bring it. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the song, we've dropped on the same day Cole is dropping, ne? Cole is gonna drop on the 14th or so. So I was even telling the people in the live, they're like, dog, if I gotta go against J. Cole, then we gotta do it then. It's the only way.
So when you sent it to Nasty C, how many verses had you recorded? What did he hear? A verse and a chorus?
Nah, it had two verses on it, and then he was on the last verse. So it was me, then him. But then when he sent it back, I bumped it a few times, and I was like, "Nah, we need to switch up the song a bit." Also, I used to play it a lot on like my live, so people knew what was going on. So I was like, "I need to switch it up so that when it drops, it's like a whole different feel." So I had to switch up the last and second verse. So now he's in the middle, and then it's me, him, and then me at the end again.
Did you rewrite the verse? Like, I just bring too much heat.
Never ever. I've never done that.
Why don't you new cats like collaborate? With each other, as in, I'm still waiting for like a new school Amantombazana remix, you know? You know that track, right?
Yeah.
With like Ricky, Questa, those guys.
Yeah.
Imagine a track with you, Nasty, Big Hash, Aries.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Imagine that shit. So,
Costa.
Yeah. Well, why don't you guys collaborate with each other?
I mean, I collaborate with everyone that's like, you know, that wants to do something, and it's like, I feel like it's okay, this will work, and like it's a good idea for me to do it. I don't know. I feel like people aren't cool with each other. I don't know in what way, but I've been moving really like swiftly.
But the game is suffering because of that. Because imagine we had a 2020. What year is it?
It's 2028 now. what do you mean you don't know the year?
At 2021. Version of Amantombazana, like with the new cat. Imagine.
I mean, that could work. Like, we have the Mtase song that's out right now.
Yeah.
I think Pepe's trying to do a remix. So that remix will pretty much be like one of the craziest remixes if we do it right and we get the right people. There's also some stuff I'm working with Ricky.
Nice.
That have like other people. So. Yeah, like individually, like personally, like I'm cool with working with anyone.
Is it true you're working with Vic Mensa?
I worked with we did something.
Oh, is that for his stuff or your stuff?
I will see in the future how it works out. But yeah, there is something.
You liked it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nice,
it's
man.
A mad song.
Is he the first international guy you've ever worked with?
Yes, first one.
Do you have plans to go to the USA?
Definitely.
Nah.
Definitely. There's no other way. Mm. Especially like in the space of like rap and hip hop, you have to be there to like, you know, it's like a milestone. You have to do something like that.
It's a pity you can't take a bus there, but yeah. You'll get there. You'll get there.
You'll take an Airbus.
Who else have you worked with? Zuchi Coke Dope. I saw he posted you on one of his statuses.
Yeah, he worked with Zuchi.
That must have been fire, bro.
It's crazy. You did how many songs was she? I think 3 or 4.
Damn.
In that one session. But I haven't linked up with him again. It's been pretty crazy on my side in terms of, you know, timing or whatever. There's some stuff with Flame.
Yeah.
Some more stuff with Flame.
Pretty Ugly.
There's stuff with Pretty Ugly. Big Hash,
yeah. Hey, Big Hash killed you on that song, though. Hey, he came the heat. The one that you released now.
Which one?
Let me search it.
Which one's that one now?
I like
this. Where am I being killed?
I like this verse, man. Blackie, Big Hash. I like
it. Oh, it's about
Slime. Slime.
Yeah, slime.
He came through with the. Please explain Big Time Slapper for me, like your verses. Like, what are you saying?
What am I saying?
Yeah. Like, decipher it for me.
Okay, so the first line of Big Time Slapper goes, like, I got two wheels on me, girl gonna ride me like bike. Did you hear that one?
She's riding you like a bike.
Yes. Yeah. And then it goes, damn. That's the ad lib.
I'm old, but not that old, nigga. Yeah.
Those, damn, that's how she sound when I pipe.
I'm exhausted. Pipe. Whoa. Whoa. No Mengele business here. Now this is lyricism, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Focus. Stop this.
Hectic. Hectic.
Yeah.
And it, yeah, it goes down. That's how she sound when I pipe. She said her main nigga don't do it right. Baby girl, can I get over me? Niggas gonna test me, it's over. I'm stabbing his eye. And niggas can find me like Carmen San Diego, nigga. I'm fire like Colin O'Brien.
I didn't understand that.
So, do you, you haven't heard of Carmen San Diego?
No, no, no.
Carmen San Diego is like an animation that you used to play, well, I saw it on ETV.
Okay.
It's about this main character. She's a female. Her name is Carmen San Diego.
And we were watching Emmanuel.
Yeah. Later on,
nobody was watching. Yeah. So like, yeah, the whole thing is just finding her. She like goes all around the country, like stealing like important stuff from museums and whatever. Oh. And then she runs away. And then like the show is called Where on Earth is Carmen San Diego?
Oh, dope! Mm. It's so like it's Finding Nemo, kind of. Mm? No, 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 no.
No.
No. No, wrong one.
Not that one.
Not that one.
Oh, so, shit.
Yeah, so basically she was like a thief, and then like she like when she does her thieving, she like runs away to like different countries. Mm. So the whole point was for the people to find her and where she is. She used to like disguise herself and whatever. So yeah, come to San Diego.
So what does that line say, that line again?
So niggas can't find me, like come to San Diego. Yeah. Nigga on fire like calling a bride.
Hey! Yay! Yay. Okay. Yay. Yeah. Is that the first?
Are we doing the whole thing?
Yeah, bro.
Okay, then it goes, no competition. Mm-hmm. These niggas lame, nigga. I'm not impressed.
Okay, okay.
What? These niggas lame, nigga. I'm not impressed. Devil, what? Devil sent his song. How does it go again? I have to rap it.
Yeah.
Like I got two words, gonna make her gonna rhyme me like Vike. Damn, that's how she sound when I pipe. She said her man nigga don't do it right. Baby girl, can I get over me? Niggas gonna test me, it's over, I'm stabbing his eye. Niggas can find me like Carmen San Diego, nigga. I'm fire like Colin O'Brien. Yeah, yeah. No competition. These niggas lit, nigga. I'm not impressed. He, that little boy sent his song and I'm like, that's my flow over there. You
hey! It, yeah, bitch. Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
They like my songs. I'm not telling boy. I put my soul over there. No cap, no kizzy. Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
Baby girl, I just pull up for the smashity smash. She smash, smash. No kissing. I got that cash on me. I need more. And what they say about me? I'm the gold.
Hey,
niggas that hit on me. I'm like lol. Cartel you take money. Say gold.
This.
And she call me daddy. I treat that fatty like a patty crabby.
Daddy, oh,
man, I'm sorry.
Ah, that y'all one. Know, you lost me there.
You lost me there.
What's that fatty catty patty? Did you hear that one, Sos?
So she called me daddy. I treat that fatty like a patty crabby. Damn it, man, I'm sorry, I'm in Krabby Patty. So I don't know if you know what a Krabby Patty is.
No, no, no.
You don't know what a Krabby Patty
what
is?
What is that, bro?
What's a Krabby Patty?
It's done. It's over.
Is that punani?
It's done.
Is that another did word?
You don't know what SpongeBob is. Do you know SpongeBob?
No, 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 no.
You don't know what SpongeBob is?
No, no, no. I didn't watch SpongeBob, but I know the cartoon.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hey, you watch a lot of cartoons, eh?
Yeah, I do.
I was out rocking,
I'm
chief.
A kid. Nah, SpongeBob. So who's going to explain it to him, though? I must ask.
So Krabby Patty was like something that they use in the burger. So this guy, Mr. Krabs, had a Krabby Patty formula.
Yes. Can grab the mic there so the people can hear you. Scornbug, so we can, yeah.
Because I'm not going to. Now I must explain what a Krabby Patty is.
You're dealing with delinquents here. Yeah, say that again, Skumba.
So Krabby Patty from SpongeBob. Mm. There's a guy called Mr. Krabs who had like a burger joint. And then his special formula in the burger was called the Krabby Patty formula, right?
Mm.
So that's what a Krabby Patty is, I think. It's like a recipe thing, like KFC secret recipe vibes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a patty in like the burger.
Ah.
And like he's the only one that had it. And
oh.
Like,
hey, these kids are smart, eh?
Yeah. No, they just watch Popeyes.
All right.
Are we cool?
Yeah.
We're continuing.
No, we're good. I think we're good.
Yeah,
we're
that's good. Dope.
Yeah,
good, man.
Yeah, dope.
There's a lot going on there. There's a lot of bars and stuff. But yeah.
What's up with rappers like you guys are always bragging about smashing another man's girl. Yeah. Hey, what's up with that, eh?
What you mean, what's up with that?
Hey, every song, eh? Hey, I fucked your girl, hey. Your girl, hey. I rocked, eh?
Did I say your... I didn't say your girl, man. I didn't say your girl.
Yeah.
Nah, I'd never say that.
Are you dating right now? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm dating right now.
Is it?
A couple. You did say a few girls.
Mm. Oh, and they know about it, eh?
What, they know that it's...
Yeah. I mean, you're Zulu after all. It's Tembu in the making.
I mean, nah. I'm cool. I got a girl.
Yeah. Why, bro? You're so young, bro.
Nah, it's, I don't know, for safety. I don't want AIDS.
Oh, yeah. No, true. Because I know you new cats, you're very protective over your energy. Hey? Mm. They don't sleep around like we used to, eh?
So, nah. Is it like a new girl or it's like a girl from way back?
Nah. It's a new girl. I used to have a girl and then, like, we broke up because of the stuff that's going on. Like, there's so much going on and, like, I don't have enough, like, time and attention to give sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you're making a song every day.
Yeah, dog. Mm. It's tough. It's tough.
Overachiever, so, yeah.
Yeah. I had to find someone that understands that whole thing, so.
Yeah.
That's
what
I'm
at. But what type of girls are you into?
What type of girls am I into?
Yeah. Snow bunnies.
What's a snow booty. Bunny?
Oh, you didn't watch cartoons, ne? It's a white girl. Snow bunny's a white girl.
Oh. Mm. Snow bunnies are cool. Not bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm into black girls. Just.
Are you one of those cats like you protective of your energy and stuff? Like, so you won't just sleep with any girl?
Yeah, nah, dog. Especially now. Like, it's we can't be doing that because, like, I don't know. Like any girl now, any girl now is like just a person that's there because I'm there. You know what I mean? Like that. Like I'm up and I'm doing whatever I'm doing. So it's not really like beneficial. It won't work out. So I'm not trying to, you know, like sleep around.
When did you
like
break
that.
Your virginity?
When did I break my virginity? Ha. Yeah.
Mr. Nah, Big Time Slapper.
It was pretty late.
Late?
Mm.
You lie. Mm.
It was like after. It actually when I started like rapping in Durban.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I was at a group called Cloud Internet Boys and there was this house in Durban North. It used to go crazy.
Yeah, it sounds like a trap house.
Yeah, it used to be mad. Shout out Voltron, shout out Leo, shout out Soulkid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still remember the girl?
Who?
The one you broke. Oh, the guy. You never know these days.
Hey, man.
I do.
You remember? Yeah. That's dope, man. Fuck, my first time was the worst, so.
Yeah. You've told the story many times.
Yeah, I know. It was terrible. And any celebrity girls, like famous girls that you've been with?
Mm-mm.
You haven't? You've been in Joburg for a while now, dog.
Yeah, it's not. Nah, I've only been here. It hasn't even been here a year yet.
Oh, is it? Oh, shit. I know. Don't worry, they're coming. Yeah, what do you want?
Who do I want?
Yeah. Why are you looking at her?
No, I'm looking at Tando because I feel like I mentioned something before because I can't remember now. Before Naba. Oh, nah.
Who's that?
Nah.
Okay, no, who did you mention on the song?
What song? I don't even know what song you're talking about.
Okay, let's throw out some names. Who are the hot girls right now? Mithali?
Nah, I don't, dog. That's not even...
Mithali?
How's that going to work? If you're going to say a hot girl, then how, dog? She's hot, dog.
Nah, but would you smash or pass?
Oh, so you're trying to do a smash or pass thing?
No. Let's take away from that. Hey.
You see.
Stay away from that one.
Go on now. You got the fear now.
You see.
No, what's your celebrity crush? Okay. Tell us your celebrity crush. One name.
Celebrity crush.
Yeah.
Nah, she's not from here in SA. I like a girl called Sensi Mali. She's from America. She's dope. She's a rapper.
Ah, so Stacey.
Yeah.
Someone from here.
Ah, someone from here.
You don't have one.
I don't know, I feel like I met them and like I was...
Oh, That's funny. So you're not going to tell us, eh? Mm-mm. All right, clean. All right, cool. We're going to play a game. It's called One Must Go, ne?
Hectic.
Yeah, I like this game. I like to play it with rappers. So I'm going to give you two rappers. You must tell me which one must go, ne?
Which one must bounce.
Yeah. Cool. You ready? Mm. Cool. Flame MT. One must go.
Yeesh.
It's a tough one. Yay.
And they move me deep inside.
Straight. Yay.
Nah, MT can bounce.
MT? No ways, bro. Are
he
you mad?
What's wrong with MT?
Are you mad?
He's worked with Flame.
Are you
mad? Is it on the basis that you've worked with one of them?
No, it's not that. Like, So now I'm going to tell you why. You didn't say that's not part of the game.
No, you can tell us. I mean, I don't even know one song by Flame,
that's
bro.
That's not part of the game, bro. It's not part of the game.
Hey, why are we getting rid of MT? Dog, have you heard his shit, bro?
Nah, dog, I've heard his shit. I've heard Flame shit also, and I feel like...
Tell me one song that can go... Yeah, Flame, that can go up against MT's.
The whole of Do Not Disturb. Mm. Do you know that album?
No. You see?
See, so how am I supposed to...
I only know the song he did with you. I like that.
Mm. That song also is crazy.
Yeah. When he starts whispering, who did that first conjure? It was Ying Yang.
Ying Yang Twins.
Yeah, it was Ying Yang. Let me see.
The Whisper
Yang.
Song.
Yeah, the Whisper Song. Yeah. You know the Whisper Song?
No.
You don't know it? Mm-hmm. Shit. Yeah, you must listen to it. That's where Flame chopped that up.
Mm, he chopped it.
Yeah, from the Whisper Song. All right, cool. Nasty C, Lucas Raps. One Must Go.
Aha.
Yeah.
Politically correct. Yeah. No political here.
Give us one. Nasty or Lucas, one must go.
One must bounce. So what does bounce even mean?
It means...
Wow, what does go mean?
Gotta go, like...
Where are they going?
We don't know.
Where?
They just gotta go, like, you know.
Where?
To SpongeBob, wherever.
I can't skip.
You know, you come can't back. Skip. No, you can't skip.
Can I come back?
No. Can't you hit one must go.
I can come back, dog.
You wanna come back?
Is this the last one?
No, we got three.
Yeah, just come back.
You wanna come back?
Yeah.
You still gonna have to answer, though.
Yeah, I'll come back. I'll think about it.
D Koala versus Boity.
One must go.
Yeah.
Boity,
ne? Mm. But she's fresh, though. Like, with the bars. I think so.
Oh, with the bars?
Yeah. You don't rate her, though?
I mean...
Would you do a track with her?
With Boity?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do a track with Boity.
And D-Coil, you've done a couple of tracks with her.
Mm.
Yeah, she's fresh as well, man.
Lit.
Yeah. Questa, KO, One Must Go. One, you'll get paid. The other, not so much.
Hey, which one is this one now? Which one is this one
now?
No. Which one?
Yo. One must go.
Yeah.
Is that the last one?
There's one more.
Yeah, I'll come back. You said there's one more.
Ricky Rick versus Focalistic.
Ah, obvious.
Foca.
Yeah, let's go back.
This guy is playing with us.
Wait, go. Ow.
This is why he studies psychology. He's fucking with us.
Yeah.
Nasty C, Lucas Red. What was called? Can't hear. Let's go.
Nasty. Well, we're not asking like questions and stuff after. It's just the one must go.
Yeah.
One must go. One must go. Explain.
Okay, ask again.
Nasty C versus Lucas
Red. Let's go.
Nasty C, Lucas Raps.
Lucas Raps.
All right. Woo! Woo!
Hey. It was tough, eh?
Hectic.
It was a tough one.
Hectic.
It was a tough one for you.
Questa KO.
Questa.
Woo!
We're not asking. I don't even know where they're going. I don't know where you're going, guys. So, like, you're probably just going to the side just to chill. It's not even that hectic.
Are you guys still cool with Lucas Raps? You still live with them?
Yeah, I don't live with Lucas.
Yeah.
But we chilled.
Yeah. Like, are you guys going to be making music together?
What, anytime soon?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Meh. But he's busy with his stuff also. He's doing his album, I think.
Yeah, you guys are a good combo, man.
Yeah.
Fire. All right, last one was Ricky and Focalistic.
Why Must Go?
Yeah.
Is it, that's the last one?
That's the last one.
Yeah.
What, after I answer this, we're going to the next thing fast, ne?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just asking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We out of here.
I could ask again.
Ricky Rick versus Focalistic. What Must Go? Focal. Ne? Yeah, no,
back, you got it. Back to the spitlet. Back to being a patient.
What's your dream collab, man? Like, who's the one artist you'd really love to work with?
Like, anyway.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
Okay, yeah, in SA, I still have to work at Tejo. I don't know what's been happening.
Tejo!
Oh, yeah, yes!
Dog. I don't know what's going
He's
on.
He's good.
Yo.
But I need to work at him.
Yo, that's going to be dope, bro. Yeah. Shit! I can already hear it. Huh?
Harmonies on harmonies.
Harmonies on harmonies. And overseas?
Overseas... Dream collab. Would have to be
J. Cole, Drake.
Yeah, I think it'd have to be like Kendrick.
Kendrick, or like, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey man, let's manifest, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, anything can happen these days.
I also need to make a song with Lyra. She's still.
Lyra?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Monique Bingham.
Fuck, you got an old soul,
man. Monique Bingham.
Yeah, dog, we need to do those.
You got an old soul, man.
Do that.
Need to solidify it.
Ah, I like that, man. Yeah. I like that.
Please, man.
Listen, bro. Man, I really appreciate you coming through, man. Uh-huh. This has been dope. You know, I just love how you embrace your melanin, you know? Mm. Were you ever bullied, by the way, for being dark?
A bit in primary school, but then... I was about to leave to high school, so it wasn't that hectic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look in the camera and say, look at me now, motherfuckers.
Look at me now, motherfuckers. Yes. <Yeah.
laughs> All right, cool. So what's the plan? We're dropping the album. We're touring now. Mm. What else? What else? You got merch coming out?
Got the merch coming out.
Yeah.
Whole lot of videos for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like the whole run for the album is going to be crazy. I just need people to watch it and not wink. Or even blink, because it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. You know, when Nasty C, before he blew up, the first interview he did was with me at my old, where I used to work. And yeah, I'm getting the same vibes. Look at him now. Like, I feel like you guys are going to go the same path, man.
You think so?
Yeah, like, dude, you're so fucking talented. That's why I had to get you on now. Because a lot of my audience probably don't know who you are, but they will know you after this.
Yeah.
But I had to get you on because I'm just such a fan and I just wanted to say, you know what, dude, keep doing your thing. You're fucking killing it, bro. You're so talented, man. And long may it continue.
Thank you so much, Doug.
Yeah, I hope you really own your master. Without your capping. What do they say? Capping, ne?
Mm-mm.
Well, what does that mean, dog? What the fuck does a cap have to do with lying?
I mean, yo, I actually saw the post about it, like where it comes from, but now I forgot.
Is it?
But yeah, it is capping. Capping is
and then the hand signs, which one do you do?
Cause I stopped doing that.
I like this one. I like this one.
Yeah, I don't... Okay, I'll do the four. This is for 031.
Oh.
0+3+1.
Oh, zero. So that's the Durban one.
Yeah. Well, it's not the Durban one. It's just the me and Lucas one and our friends one.
Oh, dope, dope.
It's also M4. It's also 3 beans, 1 nyaupe.
3 beans, 1 nyaupe.
Yeah.
3 beans?
Yeah.
1 nyaupe.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Nah, that's the undercover one.
3 beans?
Nah, it's not that. No, no, it's not that.
Is that where you get the sauce?
What?
That's where the hits come from. 3 beans, 1 nyaupe.
Yeah.
You've never dabbled in drugs, eh?
No.
Just weed, ne?
Just weed, and I didn't like it.
Oh, yeah? Same here, bro.
Yeah,
so you don't smoke nothing?
What happens to you when you smoke weed?
I get paranoid, bro.
Paranoid?
Yeah.
Like how paranoid?
Like you see there's about 20 people here, I think they're all looking at me.
Yes. Yes.
Well, they kind of are because we're shooting, but I mean, you know,
yeah.
They're going in my head, you know?
Does a thing happen where like, maybe on your phone and then something, like maybe someone sends you a text.
Yeah.
And then someone says it like in person.
No, that's hallucinating.
That's
hallucinating. You're hallucinating there.
Yeah, but nah, stuff like that. But yeah, paranoia especially.
That happens to you.
And just like tripping. Like I didn't like it.
Yeah, bro. I remember I was smoking weed from school. because after school we used to walk to, like, let's say where we were in Newtown, né? Let's say we walk to the bridge, Manila Bridge, every day. So we walk in there, we smoke. We get in the taxi. And then we bought my keep. You know my keep, yeah? So this one keep fell, and literally I saw it go. I was like, this shit is not for me. shit. And lean, you haven't tried lean?
Yeah, I've tried it. Yeah. I've been off it for a bit, though. It makes me lazy, so.
Anyway. You don't have any tattoos yet, ne? Mm. Yeah, wait until you get famous. You're going to need them.
Am I?
Yeah.
For what?
She's going to be telling you, we need this look. You know how managers are. You got to go for the gangster look. And then the A, why did you change the A from Blackie to an X?
Nah, just for stylizing it. Like, Blackie has always been a thing. Like, I don't know, since Mixit days, I've been wanting to use Blackie as like a stage name. And then when I got into it and I googled Blackie, there was like a lot of different things going on there, Chinese people and whatever. So like I need to stylize it a bit.
Yeah, man.
Sort of, yeah.
Awesome. So, got any questions?
No, nothing, bro. You're talented. You're
super
smart.
Man.
You have a good
Converted him. He didn't know you before the interview. I converted him. Now he's a fan, ne?
No,
I saw that interview where you're like, do you know Blackie? And he's like,
Then
I googled you afterwards.
He's a Madala.
Keep going, man.
All right, bro. Thank you so much. Going. Appreciate it.
You must date young girls. They'll keep you fresh, so. Hey, we out here, man. Anything you want to say, bro?
What do you want to say?
Get the album.
Go. Get the album, get the new single featuring Nasty C. Go follow me everywhere, BLXCKIE. I just want to say, just watch the story and see if that's going to happen. Don't ever doubt me.
Oh, I love it. And when you're big, who's got Khomela here when you ask for an interview?
No, never, ever.
All right, clear.
Yeah, I got you.
Part of the family now. We out of here. Podcast and chill. Boom.